Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We're here now. We're here now. We're here now. We're here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, get a living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing us. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish or Mike.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor and none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the truth church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work, but they saying
yeah. It's been a long time coming. We're here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, get a living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing us. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish or Mike.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor and none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the truth church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work, but they saying it's a white man religion. Forced on us by the master, the white man invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lies talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now. Yeah, they say I'm confrontational. I want peace, just not at the cost of my silence. Speak
all
up.
Through the hood, I keep hearing people saying
I'm supposed to die tonight. They can't destroy what they ain't built in the first place. So I'm finna ride tonight.
I went from a truth seeker to truth speaker. Truth through the booth, your Bluetooth and your coupe speaker.
Yeah.
Run up in here, I cut an ear, I'm 2 Peter. I bucket fear, I chuck a spear like Lupita.
Yeah.
They love it here, I hate it here. They murder babies and pervert the children that make it here. It's getting crazy, everybody claiming they gangster here. And everybody feel it, but nobody is saying here. This God over money, so I say what I want, dog.
Yeah.
Your favorite rapper, don't need too afraid to be broke, dog. You lose your career pissing them folk off. But you could call black women hoes and kill all the black men that you want, dog. And I don't care if you hate that, I could take that.
I could take
but
that.
Stop claiming you real knowing you hate that. Sad thing how fast you could diss a black queen and turn around and walk on eggshells for a drag queen. Bizzle, it's what you wanted?
Yeah. I never came for the smaller. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog, I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, let's get it poppin'.
World full of fake news, nothing real about it. Put their agenda in the middle and just build around it. You don't use your own brain, they gon' flip the whole thing and trick you with a headline and tell you how to feel about it. Call a man a racist, you'll take what he said racially. Call him homophobic, you'll take what he said hatefully. They label it hate, you can't even disagree tastefully. To shake the label, you switch sides, it's mind slavery. These people are evil, don't eat what the media feeding you. Deceitful and wicked, they giving you lenses to see it through. Everybody lying, nobody willing to speak the truth like the Lord said it would be. Maybe we'll see him soon. Bizzle.
Yeah. I never came for the smoke. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog, I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it.
They tryna turn your little boy into a princess, and they ain't even gave him a chance to be a prince yet. They sick of gender telling you to let him clip his member. He can't even pick his bedtime, but he could pick his gender. They say that I ain't woke, I say they ignorant.
They ignorant.
See, I remember how the pilgrims did the Indians.
Let me finish.
Remember, they ain't just attack them, they befriended them. Gave them blankets full of diseases and ended them. Outrage, footage leaking every other week or two. So you don't see the blankets, they sneaking you. They ain't gotta squeeze at you. They feminizing your males and leading you into a lifestyle that won't allow you to reproduce. One black life gone, they'll march in the street with you. They hand you a blanket to say abortion is free for you. How else you gonna get ex-slaves to agree with you? To kill themselves, say you giving them the freedom to. Bizzle, let's wake them up.
I never came for the smoke. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog, I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
One with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves, may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual mind.
In the building, yeah.
What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you. Excuse me, tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic. They know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Who is they? You're going to learn today. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn today. Tune in. We got you. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. It is the power of God unto salvation. Yeah, being born again of God, salvation. To all that believe. Mm-hmm. To all that believe. All you gotta do is believe, man. Oh, man. Children and teenagers, believe God. Do what he says. Live by faith in God and what he says, and not by what you see. Yeah, I say that again. Live by faith in God and what he says, and not by what you see. Contact information. WhenHipHopMeetsTheChrist@gmail.com. WhenHipHopMeetsTheChrist@gmail.com. Facebook, Joshua, His Messenger, Grant. Yeah, Joshua, His Messenger, that's one word. And then Grant on Facebook. Instagram, @JoshuaOasisGrant. Yeah, Instagram, @JoshuaOasisGrant. YouTube, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. Yeah, subscribe to that channel. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, that's the video footage. Newsletters on deck. Album on deck. Audio book available. God, get all of your glory. Lord, in the name of Jesus. With that being said, let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for giving us a... Well, thank you for bringing us together to hear from you today. Whatever day it is that we tune into this broadcast, thank you for leading us to it. Thank you for, I know you're going to speak, you're already speaking through it. Continue to do what you do, Father. Build our faith up. Let us obey you and let us trust you and let us worship and praise you, Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Yeah, continue to beat back Satan out of our lives. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, you have your way. Get the glory from our lives. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done on this earth, in our lives as well, Father, as it is in heaven. Yeah, all for your glory, Father. Let us hear what you are saying. Let us do what you're telling us to do. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for your word. Jesus is your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the understanding of your scriptures by your spirit, not by our power or might or knowledge, but by your spirit. You do this. So continue to have your way. Yes, Father. Continue to let grace and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. As we continue to follow you, in Jesus' name, have your way. Amen. Yeah, you are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. However you tuned in, be up in the building. Today's topic, they know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Yeah. That's today's topic. They know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. I can hear somebody, some folks saying, who are they? Yeah, who are they? Well, I'm gonna say to y'all, you're going to learn today. That's why you're listening to the broadcast, right? All right, we're going to learn who they is. You know what I'm talking about? But in the meantime, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Like I said again, for the video footage on YouTube, go to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. Subscribe to that channel if you want to. That's for the video footage. All right, we are interactive. Excuse me, interactive worldwide broadcast. We are an interactive worldwide broadcast. Yeah, some of the things we do, well, most of the things we do, prayer. We get prayer over here. We just did that too. We pray. We worship. We about to get into that in a minute. And praise. We about to get into that. We worship and praise God. All right? We do this every day, though. Worship and praise God. But when we come together, we just do it in this segment here when we play some songs and go before, you know, join in before God. Tune in into God. You know what I'm saying? Together. Worship and praise. Yeah. Our Father. God, our Father. We also have scriptures on deck. Yeah. Got them scriptures on deck. We understand that faith comes by you hearing the word of God. So we most definitely got them scriptures on deck for you. So you can get faith in God. Not faith in me. Not faith in When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. But faith in God. You know what I'm talking about? That's what the scriptures are for. For each one of us to get faith in God. All right? Over here, you will see and you will get your problems solved by you doing something. Yeah. All I'm talking about is faith in action. You know, you'll get your problem solved. Because I get my problem solved by doing what God says. Yeah. Get your problem solved by doing. This is faith and action. This is an example. When hip hop meets the Christ, this is an example of faith and action. All right? That's what you get over here at When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Faith and works. No dead faith. This is faith and works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Faith without works is dead. Yeah, faith without works is dead. All right? So, yeah. We go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Hip Hop and Jesus. That's Bible study. Still Bible study. Studying to show ourselves approved unto God. So that's live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern for the Hip Hop and Jesus. That's Bible study up in that thing. You know what I'm talking about? We also go live Saturdays. We record live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, just doing random topics from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, just random topics. Yeah, from the all-knowing one, the Bible. And that's Saturdays at 11 a.m. We are recording live. All right? Now it's time for us to get ready to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. Yeah, you get your mind on him. Open your mouth up to him. If you can't open your mouth, let your thoughts glorify him. You see what I'm saying? Let your thoughts get on the goodness of God, who he is and how he is in control of everything. We never have a reason to be mad at him. Even though we feel like we be justified sometimes, because I know he controls everything, but we have to humble ourselves and trust him. The good and the bad, it all works out for our good. We got to trust God. This is not my words. He works all things out for our good. When you love him and you're about his business, everything works out for your good. So let's worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. All right? It's time to worship God. Yeah. Lift your hands up. Lift your heart up. Lift your God up. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. Appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic. They know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Don't worry. I got scriptures on that. A bunch of them. Believe that. We'll be back after this worship and praise time. All right? Appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
You told me you loved me and I should make up my mind. You tell me come back now, but I keep wasting time, feeling so very weak. You say I can be strong, I feel I've gone too far. You tell me to come home, you love me still, and I know this is real, and I now.
of my hands I will exhibit my praise to the King. Every burning heart, with the cupping of my hands I will exhibit my praise to the King. Every burning heart, with the cupping of my hands I will exhibit my praise to the King.
Hallelujah,
Jehovah God Almighty reigns. My feet, I will exhibit my praise to the King. Everybody, with the dancing of my feet, I will exhibit, yes, my praise to my King. With the dancing of my feet, I will exhibit my praise to my King. Everybody, with the dancing of my feet, I will exhibit my praise to the King.
Hallelujah,
Jehovah God Almighty
reigns.
Shucks now. What I'm talking about. Did you like that? I thought you would. Shout out to the homie Larry Tinsley. Yeah, I borrowed it from him. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want him to think I'm stealing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just shout out to you because I've been listening to you for a long time. Old brother Larry Tinsley that be on V103 on what? Sundays. Sundays before 12 o'clock. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, man. That was a good old song, man. I like that. That was good old worship and praise. Y'all all right? Y'all feeling good? You feeling all right? I can move on a little further. That way. Somebody said I can move on a little further. Cause with God, you know what I'm talking about? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Hallelujah. Why you gotta do that now? Why you gotta do all that?
In the fire.
All up in your bones. You feel it all in your soul. Yeah, he just come in and take over. That's what we want him to do. Oh, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way, Spirit of Truth. Get your glory, Father. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We are interactive worldwide broadcast. We just finished worshiping and praising. We still up in there. Yeah, we still up in there. Right in that main vein. Worshiping, praising God, man. In the spirit and in the truth. Hallelujah. Remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. You can call in only when we are recording live. We record live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we record live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. All right? The call-in number, though, is 563-999-3702. Again, 563-999-3702. You can listen that way, or you can speak that way. All right, press 1 if you want to speak. All right, or you can make an account and come into the chat room that's open live with us when we are recording live. All right, appreciate everybody tuning in however you tune in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And you know, we moving on to the give and get. Yeah, give and get. Man, we not a church that just take from you. Just give. Just get from you. Matter of fact, we give. It'd be hard for us to receive. It'd be hard for us to get. Because, you know, they done abused it. But the Bible is the living word. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. So we over here, we're cheerful givers. I'm a cheerful giver. God made me that. Everybody that's part of When Hip Hop Meets Christ, we cheerful givers over here, right? So, we want those cheerful givers to join in with us, okay? Check it out. For example, if you give us your email, we're going to give you our good newsletter. See what I'm saying? Well, comes out every 2 months. Keep you powered up and everything, man. All right? If you want to give some money, we suggest if you give $30, you will get the audiobook of Look to Me. Mm-hmm. If you give $30, you can get the audiobook of, well, you will get the audiobook of Look to Me, your choice. Or you can just give just because you want to give, okay? But I be trying to give too. This ministry over here, we give, right? Also, if you want to give $15, that's just a suggestion. You don't have to give 15, you don't have to give 30. You can give less, you can give more. All right. If you give $15, I'll give you the album. We'll give you that album, The Gospel of Jesus Christ by Oasis. Okay. All right. Yeah, man. And if you want to just inquire about the audiobook or the newsletter or the album, just hit me up when Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. Okay. If you want to give, if you got a Cash App, we accept over here, Joshua Oasis Grant. We accept Joshua Oasis Grant on Cash App. If you got a PayPal, we accept When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail on PayPal. Okay? Appreciate everybody tuning in. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, if you can't give, we understand that too. You know what I'm saying? But you can give some time. So we appreciate you giving time to the ministry. And we appreciate you receiving the blessings of the Lord that you don't have to pay for. This is ministry over here. Okay? Appreciate everybody tuning in. We ain't gonna put the burden on you. Now, I mean, that's for sure. All right. Yeah, we're moving right along. Where we at? Let's go on to the Knock 'em Down segment. the knock them down segment. Yeah, the Joshua Wall, knock them down. Okay? And we call it, right? The God versus the issues of life. How about that? God versus any issue, any problem, any concern. And I hear a lot of folks on these radio broadcasts that I'll be listening to. Hey, man, if y'all listening to this, don't be still in there. If the Holy Spirit give it to you, good. All right? We body of Christ. But if you are of Satan and you stealing and you ain't putting the props on it, don't be taking our ideas and stuff. This is the kingdom. God sees everything, and they know who I'm talking to. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the Satan, that's him. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. You know what I'm talking about? So we ain't studying Satan. We are walking in authority with Jesus the Christ. But this is the God versus the issues of life. Any issue, any problem, any concern that you have, that we have as humans, you know what I'm talking about? We're going to give our problems to the problem solver. And I got my theme music somewhere, man. I'm trying to see if I can locate my theme music. And can anybody locate my theme music? But, yeah. So this is also, you know, for the thin skin and the itching ears, here is your chance to leave. Go find something else to do with yourself. Or you can repent. Mm-hmm. And become wise and stay in here and get these oracles of God. You know what I'm talking about? Where my theme music at? Did you find it yet? Uh-oh. Like the head. Head go.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will be open shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that go boom are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to live, then it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I...
Yeah, we don't water down nothing, we don't wash down nothing. You know what I'm talking about? We use this living water, let him wash it. The blood of Jesus Christ, we let that wash us. You know what I'm talking about? Cleanse us, make us his righteousness. But yeah, this God versus any issue, any problem, any concern of us humans. And that equals victory for you humans, for us humans. Yeah, that equals victory if we let God handle it. Also, thin skin, exit, stage left, itching ears, get your up out of here, all right? Get your itching ears up out of here. I don't do no Q-tip preaching. I'd rather offend humans than to offend God. We got to a place, we done got to a place now, people don't want to offend nobody. I'm talking about, you can't say nothing, but because people scrutinizing you. That's why God don't be making some of us some superstars. Look at Bill Cosby getting out of jail, and then Felicia Rashad, which rode with, you know, worked with that man for years and years and years. You see what I'm saying? And all she did was say, yeah, finally, freedom or something, you know, justice. And then they get mad at her. Talking about they want her fired, right? Because she's a dean at Howard University. And some of the students, they mad and all this. She talking about him, and it was unjust. But it's funny how people, and this wasn't even my issue, but we on the issues of life. So it's funny how people be, you know, just quick to believe whatever the media says. It was funny to me in the first place that all of a sudden, when Bill Cosby already in his 80s or late 70s, that all of a sudden now here come a bunch of people saying that he molested them or raped them or whatever. Like, boy, that's out of nowhere. Like, boy, that ain't nowhere heard of ever before in the life of Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. You can't sense me because I work for God. So, God, the God of justice. It's funny. This America now is doing this like this. See, that's why Jesus didn't let humans take him and make him nothing. I don't need nothing from you. Y'all need from me, is what Jesus said. We need everything that we can get from Jesus. He don't need nothing from us. We try to take him and make him famous. They tried that. Look, read your Bible. Yeah, they tried it. He didn't even let them do that. Because it says because he knew what was in man. He knew what was in man. Why wouldn't he know when he made us? God made everything and made all of us through Jesus the Christ. Come on, man. So I'm riding with Bill Cosby. I'm riding with Felicia Rashad. I'm riding with Justice. I'm riding with God. I'm riding against the media and lies. In making people, the public, believe the lies of the media. Because the Bible even says whoever pleads the case first seems that's the one who believes. But you got to hear the whole story, though. See, they got y'all mind so twisted, y'all don't even want to hear Bill Cosby's side. Because, like I said, to me, it's funny how all these females come out all of a sudden when this man way old now. And all of a sudden, all y'all come out, and then more and more and more. Man, like, get the... You see what I'm saying? Now, we all done heard of, we know that the industry is evil. It's an evil world. Hollywood, we know they worshiping Satan these days. So ain't no telling what the heathen y'all be doing back behind the scenes. Anyway, that's what you get for trying to be superstars. Instead of trying to be a superstar unto God. Yeah, you got it twisted, cuz and cuzette. Yeah, we in the building. It's Issues of Life, man. This one, Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Yeah, all challenges. We cast down all imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Everything that exalts itself against us knowing God and against you knowing God, we cast it down. So that's why you hear over here, we going off on everything. Because everything going against God. So his spirit rising up against Satan. You got that understood? Yeah. But for those of us that, follow Christ Jesus, let me cool it down. Cool it down a little bit. Cool it now. Cool it now. Let me cool it now. We're still on the issues of life, but I'm trying to give a blessing to those that follow Jesus the Christ. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm trying to cool it now. Because that, I told you, that wasn't my issue, but it came up through there. Yeah, I said my piece, and then I'm hushing. You know what I'm talking about? But in the meantime, somebody say, in the meantime, in between time, oh, I do have an issue today. And my issue is, that I want to pass this blessing out to you. For those that follow Jesus Christ, for those that have faith in God, for those that want to come over here and that decided to come over here and, you know, you're following Jesus. All right. It's beneficial, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to read something to you. And I'm going to tell you this before I read this. Take your rightful place. If you're on God's side, take your rightful place. Yeah, you, who's listening, who believes in Jesus, take your rightful place. We hear and we do. All right, so let me read this from God's word, and I'll call out the scriptures where I'm reading from after I finish reading it for you, okay? So, here's the issue. I'm passing this to you. God bless me with it, and I'm giving it to you, all right? It says, did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire as you have heard and live? Has any other person heard the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire? Think about your fire in your life, however God made you and got your face on fire for him. Yeah, he spoke to you through the fire. And it says, did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire as you have heard and live? Like, God chose you for this and nobody else. Yeah. Ain't nobody else did this. Heard God speak out of the midst of the fire like you heard and live. Now, back then, he was talking about a real fire. I'm talking about a literal fire. Right now, we talking about spiritual. Right? All right, verse 30, the next verse, I'm sorry, it says, or has God essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation? Has God tried, essayed, or assailed, I guess that would be that, assailed. Let me get another synonym, because we ain't got time. We don't do no guessing. Let me get another synonym, because if you read your context clues, you can figure it out most time in the Bible. So most times when I look up something, I just look it up for the confirmation. God been and told me something, then I'll go look up the answer, look up the definition or something on Google. Oh, the term, that's like test and examine in order to evaluate. Has God tested, evaluated, examined, pro-analyzed, assayed? Has God assayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptation? Tests. That's what that is. God don't tempt you, but test you. Yes, he will do that. And God don't test with evil. All right? The devil do the temptation. God do the testing. It is a difference. You want to know the difference? Get to know God. So has God did this to another nation? Took one nation out of another nation, testing us, right? By temptations, by signs, by wonders, and by war. And by a mighty hand. Told you, when there was war in your life, when there was fire in your life, right? By war and by a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes, whatever God did when you was in bondage to bring you out of bondage, to bring you to him, to get you to trust in him. Remember? He did that? This the same God. All right? He reminded you what he did for you. The Lord, your God, he did this for you in Egypt before your eyes. He did this in your life to get you to trust in him. Nobody can't make you doubt him or, you know what I'm saying, make you believe him, because he did it for himself. So it says, unto you it was showed that you might know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him. He showed us himself, right, that he is God. The Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him. It says, out of heaven he made you to hear his voice. I tell you, God getting you to trust him in him, you know, himself. He's doing it. Out of heaven he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct you. He's doing it. And upon earth he showed you his great fire. And you heard his words, and you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. So he showed you things. Yeah, he gave them the great fire. He led them by the fire and the clouds. He leading you too, still by fire and clouds, just not in the physical. Think about it. Yeah, he tested us. Yep. He showed us signs and wonders. He promised us things, and he showed us things, brought them to pass, get you to trust in him even more, depend on him even more. Every person that follows Jesus Christ, they don't want you to get dependent on them. Every true church, every true pastor, they don't want you to get dependent on them. Every true follower of Jesus Christ want you to get dependent on Jesus the Christ. Jesus said, you'll know my disciples by the love that they show. God is love. So love going to draw you and take you to God. Yeah. I give a bunch of scriptures so you can get hooked on Jesus, because I know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by his word. All right? So take your rightful place. We in the God versus the issues of life segment. I got an issue today. I told you God gave me a blessing, and I wanted to pass it down to those who believe in Jesus, and for those who want to believe in Jesus, get on over here. You get this blessing too. And by the time, you know, you finish reading these words of the Lord and you decide that you want to be, you know, follow Jesus, you can get this blessing too. You know what I'm talking about? That's for real. All right? Anytime you hear this, All right, so the next verse, I'm going to call the verses out in the chapter after I finish. I just want to give you the word. All right, so out of heaven, God doing this. Out of heaven, he made you to hear his voice. That he might instruct you. And upon earth, he showed you his great fire. And, oh, we seen some great fires, too, in the physical. Don't forget about them California fires. They ain't kicked in this year. We ain't really heard nothing about them. But he done showed, he done spoke to us in them great fires over the years, too. That's real. All right? And you heard his words out of the midst of the fire. We seen him, even out of the midst of 2020, when they tried to put that coronavirus up in there. Yeah, we heard his voice. We didn't hear them. Yeah, we don't listen to Satan, man. You know what I'm talking about? We heard God. Yeah, the world was talking about 2020. We see clearly by March 2020, God showed the world, you can't see nothing. But we shall see him, though. We shall see him clearly. Yeah. 2020, we seen God clearly in 2020. He shut everything down that you thought you could depend on and let you look to him, every last one of us. I don't care if you were an adult, an old person, the oldest person in the world, or if you were the youngest person in the world. Everybody recognized, realized, boy, we really need to get with God, for real. I'm talking about some people realize and then they ignored it. Yeah, they ignored it, but they know that Jesus is the Lord. They know that this Bible is the truth. Every religion respect this Bible, but they won't respect Jesus or the Bible. Ain't that something, though? Ain't that something? How you respect the Bible, but won't respect Jesus of the Bible? And Jesus is the Word of God. That's why there's so much controversy around the Word. Jesus is God's Word. Think about it. That's his Word. That's his Word. You got to know him in order to say Jesus right. You see what I'm saying? That's God's Word. That's why when you say it, it got rank and pull in heaven, on earth, and in hell. Like what? Under the earth, and in the age to come too. Because that's God's word. And he don't break it for nothing. That's why they couldn't even break his bones. We preach Holy Ghost. That's all that's going on right here. Couldn't even break his bone. He don't break his word for nothing. Cuz, they can kill him, but he ain't going to break his word. They ain't breaking nothing, cuz. Think about it. He ain't spoken to nobody else like he spoke to you. And because he loved your fathers, okay, because you got to be humble. You got to be humble. Before you think it's all about you, before we think it's all about us, it go way back before us. It go way back to Abraham, man. Way on back to Isaac, Jacob. These are the fathers of our faith, period. These are our spiritual fathers. These are the fathers of our faith. Even religions respect Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But guess what? They disrespect Jesus. And Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would slap every religion. Every religion believe. Like, boy, what's wrong with y'all? Boy, y'all, don't y'all know we ain't got nothing on Jesus? How you gonna respect Moses and the Torah more than Jesus? Come on, bro. And Moses said, God gonna raise up somebody like me from your brethren unto you. And you're going to hear him. So, back over here to these scriptures. Because he loved your fathers, your ancestors, therefore he chose their seed after them, the ones that's living by faith. That's what make you kin to them, not your skin. That's what make you kin. Get their faith. They use faith. You using faith. That orchestrates all of us in. That's why it ain't about no color. Even though we can take it there, but it ain't about no color. Because what color is the spirit? All right, then. What gender is the spirit? Okay, then. And because he loved your fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them. That's us. That's you, me. All right? Your children, too. Your children, 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 children. Keep on going. All right? He chose their seed after them and brought you out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt. Brought you out of bondage, right? With his power, he did this. The next verse says, to drive out nations from before you, greater and mightier than you are. He brought you out with mighty power. Now, he's driving out the nations with his mighty power through you. Or you driving out the nations with his mighty power in you. To drive out nations from before you, greater and mightier than you are. These folks, they got to jump on it. The devil been working at this evil for a long time. His generation before us, but God done did something in this generation, and he bringing his power back through us. So get ready. All right, it says to bring you in, to give you their land. What? The wealth of the wicked later for the just. The first shall be last, the last shall be first. He's bringing you in to give you their land for an inheritance as it is this day. It should be taking place right now in your life. You should be able to see it right now. As it is this day, that's what the Bible says. It ain't my word. I'm just stupid enough to believe it and read it to you and pass it on. It said as it is this day. Even though it was written back then, it's still talking about this day. That means that word ain't never going nowhere. I don't care if you read it tomorrow. It's still on this day. Well, the word of God is living. Yeah. He's bringing you in to something that he promised you, right? Giving you their land. It ain't... It wasn't in yours, but it was there, but now he giving it to you for an inheritance as it is this day. And if he give it to you, who going to stop him? I wish it would. The next verse is, know therefore this day and consider it in your heart. Yeah, I told you, take your rightful place. Take your rightful place. Know this day. Consider it in your heart, right? That the Lord, he is God. He is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. Listen to this again and recognize. Know therefore this day. If you ain't never recognized before, and if you forgot about it, okay. Well, if you need some more remembering, a memory, let's go. Know therefore this day right here and consider it in your heart that the Lord, he is God. In heaven above, and the Lord, he is God, upon the earth beneath, there is none else. That go right into what we finna get into when we come back from these songs. The topic, they know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. They just choose not to believe it. You're gonna choose the unbelief. What kind of sense that make? You know what I'm talking about? But we're going to take our rightful place. Yeah, take your rightful place right now. If you're on God's side, take your rightful place. That was Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 33 through 39 that I just read. Yeah, powerful verses, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 33 through 39. Know therefore this day and consider it in your heart that the Lord, he is God in heaven above and upon the earth beneath. There is none else. We just be looking at God like, yeah, that's just my heavenly Father. One day man, please, this is earth too. Yeah, this your heavenly Father, earth as well. When hip hop meets the Christ, we'll be right back, man, when we come back. Oh, we're getting into these scriptures. They know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Believe that. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Be right back.
And your ladder will be greater. Your laughter will be greater. Say, oh, your laughter will be greater than the rest. Because all things are possible. Possible. All things are possible. Do you believe it tonight, they are
possible.
All things are possible.
Possible.
Yeah.
Possible. Yeah.
Has this generation raised the hell it said it would? So much that we witness heaven and cannot tell us good. Dug a hole for the weak, reverence that fell into it. Questions we avoid, but he's second to bring us closer to it. Cause if we recognize, then we have to acknowledge. And if we testify, we gon' have to do it honest. The commission is greater than us. And this religious system that's been enabling us to stay quiet, reserved, undisturbed, stalled. Got our cars on pause by the curb. Feeling like my life, still belong to myself. I know how I feel, but can't deny how I felt. The heartbeat in my chest echo the Lord's drum. The same war drum that soldiers go to war from. Some of us might hit that front line 100 times. Look a dead man in his eyes and yell, come alive. Come alive, rise from night to day. Abandon your chains, snatch your wings, you fly away. This good news is gorgeous and fruitful. The death of the flawless makes the awful useful. Tether the lion to Zion, but I approve. Restricting them to a cross was ordered and them being loosed. And the spirit been imparted to the troops. None of us ain't getting it, just the talking in the booth. Living people should know me in the spirit in cahoots. How you know a tree, you can't identify the fruit. Gotta let it pour until I'm empty. Cause if I hold it in me, I'ma jeopardize the youth. My little brother in prison, I'm trying to give him Christ. At the same time, explain why he's been in his life. But regardless of my failures and my shortcomings, what I can't do is not tell him that the Lord wanna move.
Find it, and you'll come alive.
Yeah, yo.
Know what I'm talking about. Eshawn Burgundy.
Eshawn Burgundy, ladies and gentlemen.
Come alive. That's what I'm talking about.
You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We in the building. Today's topic, they know that Jesus is the Lord. They know that Jesus is the Lord. We're going to kick it off just like this. Go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. We're going to kick it off. We're going to start off right here. And when we're going to end it, I don't know. I just hope it ain't two parts. You know what I'm saying? I hope we can get it all in. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to rush. I'm not rushing the Holy Spirit. Let we follow his guidance. And God don't be in no rush. If you know God, you know he. You don't even be in a rush. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. All right. Go to Romans chapter 1. We're going to start off with verse 16. They know that Jesus is the Lord, but we're going to start it off like this. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God." It is the power of God. It is the power of God. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believes, to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, to everyone that believes. Romans chapter 1, verse 17 says, In the gospel of Christ is the righteousness of God. That's where you find the righteousness of God. That's where you get the righteousness of God from, Jesus. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. It's revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith, not from age to age. We be going all out for our birthdays, right? But we go from faith to faith. We need to go all out for that. Yeah, we go from faith to faith. The just, we live by our faith. Still in 2020 and 2021, we see him clearly. Why? Because we was living by our faith. The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Think about that. Recognize that. The righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that's Romans chapter 1, verse 16 plus 17. So that's how you get the righteousness of God. See, that's why this ain't no religious. You get the righteousness of God when you get into the gospel of Jesus Christ and you let the gospel of Jesus Christ get into you. You see what I'm saying? Become born again. That's salvation. Born again of God. No religion and no tradition either. Romans chapter 1, go to verse 17. Verse 18, I'm sorry. Verse 17 pointed out that the righteousness of God is revealed, right? Look at verse 18. It's pointed out the wrath of God is revealed. Look at verse 18, Romans chapter 1. For the wrath of God is revealed too. Now what? The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ. So continue to live by faith. And those who, you know, need to come over here, get on over here and start living by faith. For the just live by faith. So the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Verse 18, Romans chapter 1. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven as well. Look at this. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against what? All ungodliness. All. That's why we all need Jesus. Because if it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't have the righteousness of God, or we wouldn't be the righteousness of God. He who knew no sin became sin so that we could become the righteousness of God. Their righteousness is from me. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Their righteousness is from me, says God. That's that whole verse. Yeah, the front part, where the beginning and the end of that verse, Isaiah 54:17. You know what I'm talking about? No weapon. We know that part. All right, but you need to see what's in that whole verse. Yeah, their righteousness is from me. That's in that same verse, says God. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. And unrighteousness of who? Of men. Ungodliness that's not like God. So every behavior, everything we do that's not like God, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against that. And unrighteousness, that's, you know, things that's not right. But it's against the ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, of humans, not animals, not demons, not angels, not Jesus, not God. But this is the unrighteousness, right, and ungodliness of men, humans, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. They're holding back or suppressing the truth by living unrighteous. And they can live righteous like all of us can because of God. You see what I'm saying? Look at verse 19. Ready? Romans chapter 1, verse 19. So that's the wrath being revealed against the ungodliness, right? The wrongdoing and the things that's not like God. Go to verse 19, Romans chapter 1. It says, because that which may be known of God, that which may be known of God, listen, that which may be known of God is manifest in them. And when something manifests, it comes from heaven to earth in the physical. Remember, God is the God of heaven and the God of this earth. Yeah, he God. So he manifested in them. For God has showed it unto them. That go for all of us. Because that which may be known of God, that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. That's why ain't no man, no human being got no excuse for dying and not receiving Jesus. Let me read a verse again, Romans chapter 1, verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. What? It's in them. For God has showed it unto them. He made us. So he showed it to us, right? I didn't know. Yeah, depart from me. I never knew you. That's what he going to say. I didn't know. Yeah, depart from me. I never knew you. Verse 20 says, for the invisible things of him, the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. You can see the invisible. They're clearly seen. How can you see the invisible? Being understood. You got to understand it by the things that are made. Look at the things that are made. And you can see the invisible things of him. Clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Why? They know that Jesus is the Lord. God done manifested it in them. So it says, they are without excuse. You see that? These ain't my words. This is the word of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 says, because that when they knew God, oh, hold on, wait. You mean to tell me they knew God? Look at this. They know that Jesus is the Lord. Y'all ready? We getting fired up. Fired up. What's up? What's up? Let go. All right. Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because that when they knew God, when they knew God, they chose to do something else. Look at this. Because that when they knew God, he made all of us, they glorified him not as God. They didn't glorify him as God. They started being selfish. They started glorifying their own lives. Started taking all these selfies. And, group selfies is what they call it, too. Like, what? Is God in any of your pictures? Nope, because none of y'all ain't got God in you. Did he say that? Yep. Got the authority over the power of Satan. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither. So they didn't glorify him as God. Neither were they thankful. They didn't glorify him as God. They weren't even thanking God no more. Sounds familiar. That sounds right now like it fit right here, right now in the world we live in right now. They weren't glorifying God. Although they knew, it says when they knew God, when they knew him, they glorified him not. They didn't glorify him as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain. So they became useless in their imaginations. All these useless movies and TV shows that be on TV and all these, and on the big screen and all this useless and vain music. But they became vain in their imaginations and their foolish hearts were darkened. They think they teaching you something, but they leading you to hell. Because ain't nothing that they teaching you in this world is leading you to Jesus. Not glorifying God. That messes up everything. Yeah, they know that Jesus is the Lord. Who know? People know. Look, it just said, we just read that, Romans chapter 1, in them few verses, from verse 16 to verse 21. Yeah, people know. Although they knew God, when they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God. They chose to do something else. Okay, you don't believe that? Okay, forget that. Let's go on to the next then. People know, though. Go to James chapter 2. Let's see who else know. James chapter 2, verse 19. In case you didn't know, who else know who Jesus is? Who are they? Yeah, people. Mm-hmm. All right, people. They know. James chapter 2, verse 19. Gonna let you know who else know. As soon as I can find James. Yes, sir. Appreciate you listening. Way up out, me Christ. All right, I'm in James chapter 2. Now what? Verse 19. It says, you believe that there is one God. You do well. When you believe that there is one God, there's only one God. You do well, man. You do well, woman. You do well, children. You do well, teenagers. I even got you. So, you believe that there is one God. You do well. That's good, all right? Then watch this. The devils also believe and tremble. Uh-oh. Jah! The devil believe and they tremble with it. You believe that it's just one God. But the devil believe and tremble. The devils also believe that there is one God, and they tremble with it on top of it. Uh-oh. Somebody say, uh-oh. So people know. All right? And demons know and tremble. But look at people. People know, and they ain't even trembling, huh? Right, hold on. Go to Luke chapter 4. Let's go. Let's get it. Luke chapter 4. For the proper people. Luke chapter 4. Okay? But for everybody else, Luke chapter 4. All right? Let's get it. Again, 4. Yes, sir. Again, 4. Again, fool, 4. Luke chapter 4. 4. Verse 33. Starting at verse 33. It's getting real good, ain't it? People know, devils know that Jesus is the Lord. Yeah, they know that, man. Luke chapter 4. Let's see what we got. Verse 33. It says, and in the synagogue there was a man. It's a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil. A man that got a spirit of an unclean devil and cried out with a loud voice. That's why the church was abusing people, because they were rebuking people instead of rebuking the spirit. Uh-oh. Yes, because it's a man, but he got a spirit of an unclean devil. Somewhere they started rebuking people somewhere down the line. So he cried out with a loud voice. Verse 34, we in Luke. Luke chapter 4, verse 34 says, saying, let us alone. So the demon's saying this. Let us alone. What have we to do with you, you Jesus of Nazareth? Oh, wait. This man that got a spirit of an unclean devil, and he crying out, the unclean devil crying out, let us alone. That, what have we to do with you, Jesus? Look, they talking to Jesus. What have we to do with you, you Jesus of Nazareth? Huh? What we got to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Are you come to destroy us? Look, number one is letting you know that Jesus destroys demons. You see this? That demons asking Jesus, are you come to destroy us? Yeah, Jesus torments devils, okay? I know you. Look, I know you. I told you, they know Jesus is the Lord. Who know? Demons know. Look at the demons. I know you, who you are. You, it says, the Holy One of God. It was another chapter. I ain't even got it in my scripture, but it's the Holy Spirit in Acts. When the demons, one of the magicians or somebody tried to do like the apostles did. The apostles follow Christ for real. So one of the magicians, a sorcerer or somebody, he tried to do what they did and told the demon, I cast you out by the Jesus that Paul and Peter them know. That demon looked back at him, because you hear the demon talking right here. We reading about it. You know what I'm saying? But this is in Acts right here. So the demons talked back to the dude and said, well, I know Paul and I know Jesus, but who are you? And they say, man, that demon jumped on, I think it was seven of them, seven sons of Sceva, jumped on all seven of them, whooped they behinds, cuz. Yeah, well, Paul, I know. I respect Paul. I know he with Jesus. And Jesus, I know he the Lord, because they saying, we know who you are right here. But who are you talking about? You rebuke me, boy, and jumped on them, beat them out their clothes. Read it in Acts for yourself. I ain't got time to go to it. I'm just saying. Yeah, don't be thinking the Bible boring and then the white man wrote this. Boy, you crazy? The he's wrong with you.
Somebody say, what the heezy wrong with you? Okay, don't say that, though. Don't. What the heezy wrong with you? Too late. We done said Luke chapter 4. Let's get back over here to these scriptures, man. See, y'all get me in trouble. Yeah, right. All right, I know you. Look at that verse, the last part of verse 34, Luke chapter 4, the last sentence. What the demon's saying, I know you, who you are. You, it says, the Holy One of God. Yes! Look at the demons. Right? See, the demons know, but the demons don't want you to know. So that's why the devil be fighting us hard that know Christ. And that's going to tell somebody else. He ain't going to fight you if you ain't telling nobody else. But that's going to tell somebody else that Jesus is the truth. Oh, yeah, he be fighting us. But he lose. Somebody say that's a loser. We be too focused on what Jesus doing. We don't be studying Satan, man. So verse 35 says, and Jesus rebuked him. You can rebuke that demon. Rebuke that devil, man. Stop rebuking people. Rebuke that devil and see what happened to the people. Yeah, rebuke that devil and see what happened to the people. Rebuke these devils. Matter of fact, I rebuke these devils. Just like Big Brother Jesus did. I rebuke every spiritual wickedness in high places. I rebuke every ruler of the darkness of this world. I rebuke every power and principality right now in Jesus' name. Yeah, I'm letting y'all know Jesus is the Lord. And we binding y'all up with this authority. Because Jesus gave us all the authority. Gave us the authority over all the power of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus rebuked him saying, hold your peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown, look at the devil acting like a kid. That's what God showed me. And the devil acting like a child. You know, when the child got to stop doing something, they throw a temper tantrum and throw something down or something. And then what you do? You go throw something on their behind, I hope, right? Okay, anyway. Yeah, I don't play that crap with no temper tantrums. But look at the devil, though. Verse 35. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him. You know you got to come out of him. You know you got to do what what the authority says, right? What your parents say. Yeah, you got to do what the authority say. He came out of him, but he threw him down first. And then it says, when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. Didn't hurt him. All right, even though he threw him down. But God done healed. Go to verse 40. Same chapter, Luke chapter 4. Go to verse 40. It says, now, when the S-U-N, son, was sitting, the S-U-N now, when the sun was setting, the sun going down, all they that had any sick with divers diseases, anybody who's sick listening to this right now, whoever is sick listening, you get ready for some healing. I'm telling you, whoever's sick listening, better go play it for somebody that's sick or read the scripture for them. Yeah. Yeah, we telling you about the Savior who still heals all diseases even now. Put your faith in him. Glorify him instead of your sickness. Make your God bigger than your sickness. Now, when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases, whoever is sick, name them right now, because God about to do something. Whoever you know that's sick, you name them. All right? Any sick, okay, when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. We taking them to Jesus. You here. You're representing for him. Bring them before Jesus. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Yeah, I release healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, to all those that are sick who came to our mind and who we called out, even in the name of Jesus. For you to get the glory, though, Father. All right? Next verse, 41. But it's good. It's the kingdom going on right here. Luke chapter number 4, verse 41 says, and the devils also came out of many. Do you know anybody that's possessed with devils? Think about them. They about to get them demons cleared up out of their life now. Y'all ready? Yeah. In the name of Jesus. God going to do it just because you're thinking about him. All right? Do it, Lord. And the devils also came out of many crying out. This is what the devil's saying while they're coming out the people. They saying, you are Christ, the Son of God. That's what the devil's saying. The devil that's coming out of people right now. Jesus touched. Uh-oh. Yeah, you are interceding right now. And the devils also came out of many crying out and saying, you are Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. What? They knew that he was Christ. What? Wait. Did that just say that in Luke chapter number 4, the last part of verse 41? they knew that he was Christ, so he told them to shut up. Yeah. Yeah. I don't need y'all telling me who I am or glorifying me. I mean, come on, man. Y'all should have did that instead of turning on Father in the first place. But you didn't do that, did you? You fallen angels, demons, and devils. Yeah, get them, Jesus. Yeah, it's our time now. Somebody said it's our time. Yeah, it's the sons of God. Yeah, we own this thing, shouted. You know what I'm talking about? Luke chapter 8. Let's go. Luke chapter 8. I'm talking about, boy, this thing so fired up. Blow up the whole world, bruh. Yes, sir. And go to the next dimension. Yes, sir. Yeah. Can't put new in the old. God on that new. Y'all on that old. You ain't going this way. You get busted up. You better get new. Renew. Renew your relationship. Renew your mind. Repent. You can come on. Same thing y'all telling us to do. Yeah, we did it. That's the thing. We did it. Y'all told us all them years. We did it. We done learned and got dependent on God. It's by his spirit, though. Not, we ain't taking none of the credit. His spirit. By his spirit, says the Lord. Luke chapter 8, verse 25. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, they know that Jesus is the Lord. Who is they? Well, we done find out they is people and they is demons and devils know. Okay? Let's go see who else know. Let me see. Luke chapter 8, verse 25. He says, and he said unto them, where is your faith? He talking to his disciples. Talking to you. Yeah, where is your faith? God told you to name some people and think about some people. You didn't believe it because you didn't name nobody because you didn't believe. Now Jesus talking to you too. Again, where is your faith? Now what? You thought this was something to play with? But it's the living word. This is the oracles of God coming out over here. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is it? What type of man is this? With excitement, because that's an exclamation point after that. What manner of man is this? For he commands even the winds and waters, and they obey him. Hold on. You mean the winds and the waters know that Jesus is the Lord? Yeah, the winds and the waters know that Jesus is the Lord. What kind of man is this? They seeing Jesus rebuking the wind. It was a storm going on, big storm. He said, peace be still. And I'm talking about bam. You know what I'm talking about? He rebuked the wind. He commanded even the winds and the waters, and they obey him. Yeah. They said a hurricane coming. The hurricane know who the Lord is, though. Yeah, because the Lord is the one controlling that, man. Yeah, man, he can try to be trying to manipulate. He be trying to manipulate and do stuff, but God is the one that's in control. You better remember that. Yeah, God is in control. Verse 26 says, and they arrived at the country of the Gadareans, which is over against Galilee. Verse 27 says, and when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils. Uh-oh. This is a certain man, and he got a bunch of devils in him. Them devils been crying out, Jesus, right? He tells them to shut their mouth. Shut it up. Y'all should have did this when you was angels. Shut up. I don't need nothing from you, demon. That right? That's how you handle Satan, okay? When you follow Jesus Christ, tell Satan, shut up. You know what I'm going to glorify God up in here. Yeah, okay, after you tell him to shut up, then start glorifying God. Praise God. Make God big and magnify him. Yeah. So, when he went forth, verse 27, Luke chapter 8, when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, had devils a long time, and wore no clothes, godly, out of his brain. You think you got it bad? He so messed up, the devil done took over him so much, he don't even wear no clothes, cuz. Yeah. Neither abode in any house. Now, he don't even stay in no house. His brain so gone, he live in the tombs. He don't stay in no house. This man worse than the homeless. He ain't got no house. He stay in the tomb, cuz. They be on the street, covered up with newspaper and all that. It's a shame. My heart be going out to him, too, still. I pray I get the money so I can help. You see what I'm saying? But he ain't got no clothes on. He don't stay in no house. He think it's cool to stay in the tomb because the devil done took him over. Think you got it bad? Verse 28 says, when he saw Jesus, though, the same dude who so out of his mind that he don't wear no clothes, So he walk around naked or whatever, and he don't stay in no house. He'd rather stay in the tomb. When he saw Jesus, he cried out. I told you they know who Jesus is. They know Jesus Christ is the Lord. When he saw Jesus, he cried out. And he didn't just cry. He fell down before him. Wow. And with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God Most High? I beg you, I beseech you, I ask urgently, I beg you, torment me not. Don't torment me, please. I'm begging you, don't torment me, Jesus." See what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. We let the devil twist our brain up and letting us be afraid of Satan like Satan is afraid of Jesus. But you ain't got to be afraid of. You better know that he can't. Look at the devil's reaction to Jesus. You think you can stand before Jesus and you can't even beat Satan? Come on, humans. Yeah, I'm talking to you, humans. Mm-mm. Yeah, boy, that's fire. Fire. Who else know? Go to Mark chapter 14. Let's go, man. Let's go. Shoot. Let's go. Mark chapter 14. We moving right along. I'm trying to get it in, man. I might give y'all some homework. We got a little bit over 20 minutes left. Either we're going to go over or I'm going to give y'all some homework now. Mark chapter 14, because it's fire. It's fire. It's fire for us. Fire. That fire, man. Mark chapter 14. Two verses. Then we go into John. All right? So Mark chapter 14, verse 48 and verse 49. Mark chapter 14, verse 48 says, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Are you come out as against a thief with swords and with staffs to take me? I was daily," yeah, because he was with them daily, right? "I was daily with you. Now you coming out here with staffs." You know good and well Jesus wasn't tearing up nothing, except when he made that with the cord. So now they got swords and staffs to take Jesus. "I was daily with you in the temple." They ain't even touched Jesus. See how coward Satan is? "I was daily with you in the temple teaching, and you took me not." You didn't even take me then. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. "You cowards." Okay, that's my part. I'm putting you cowards in there. Yeah, they mess with my big brother. Shoot. You know what I'm saying? So that's Mark chapter 40. So we finna find out who else? John chapter 18. Let's go. John chapter 18. Who else? Who else? Who is they? People? Demons? Devils? All right? Winds? Waters? That's they? Know that Jesus Christ is the Lord? John chapter 18. I think we finna find out who else. No. John chapter 18. But he was just talking to somebody. He's saying, "Daily I was with you. Now you coming out here to take me like I'm a criminal." Criminal. Alright, John chapter 18, verse 3 says, "Judas then, having received a band of men and officers," "from the chief priests and the Pharisees, come there with lanterns and torches and weapons." John chapter 18, verse 4 says, "Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth." Look how bold he is. Look how brave he bold and brave with it. He went forth. They looking for him. He going forth. And he protecting his disciples, his sheep. That's a shepherd. "Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek you?" Or who you looking for? Who you looking for? Huh? Verse 5 says, "They answered to him, Jesus of Nazareth." They looking for Jesus, right? "We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he." Three words. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with him. Verse 6 says, As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. So they know. Who is they? The police and the soldiers that came to arrest Jesus know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. But they came to arrest him. They got weapons and lanterns, and it's a whole bunch of them now. They coming from with orders from the Pharisees and the chief priests. Right? They sent the officers and the men, right? With the weapons and the torches and lanterns.
And Jesus said, yeah, who you looking for? They say, we looking for Jesus. Jesus say, I am he. They fell to the ground. They went backwards and fell to the ground. Now, remember, it says Jesus went forth in verse 4. By the time you get to verse 6, it says they went backwards. You go forward, keep going forward, and push Satan backwards, cuz. Yeah, we in the way. We in his. We in the way. Jesus is the way. We in the way, cuz.
Mm-hmm.
Satan can't do nothing as long as we here. When the enemy come in like a flood, God lift up his standard. Yeah, put on the whole armor of God and stand. He make you the standard. He make you the standard. Look at that. Police and soldiers know. You know what I'm talking about? John chapter 10. So that's over a few in the before 18. John chapter 10. Let me see. We're going to go one more place in John, and then we're going to take a break and then come back. And I'm almost finished. All right. John chapter 12. No, I said, oh, I'm saying, what did I say, 10? My bad. John chapter 10, that's what I mean. John chapter 10. Verse 37 and verse 38. John chapter 10. Verse 37 says, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. So if I don't do what my Father did, don't believe me. If we ain't doing what Jesus did, don't believe us, cuz. Yeah. We just a sounding symbol. We ain't got no works to back it up. We just hearing it. All right? So it's the same thing. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe me not, though you don't believe me, if I do the works of my Father, believe the works then. Believe the miracles. That you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I am him. I am him. Because some people, they call you because they know that God be working through you. So you got to tell them just like Jesus did in verse 38. But if I do the works, though you don't believe me, believe the works. You see that God blessing you because of me, because you know me. Well, why don't you get to know Jesus for yourself? If I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I am in him. It's all about God getting the glory and getting others hooked on God. You know what I'm talking about? So, John chapter 10, go up a few verses to verse 10, or back a few verses to verse 10. John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's the only reason Satan come, to steal, to kill, and destroy. And look at the world. He done stole the rightful place that humans were created to be, sons of God. Stole that. He's killing the world. Destroyed, tearing it up, too. Now it's just being destroyed because had them prideful last month, and that come before destruction. Pride come before destruction, and buildings been falling apart since then, and stuff been falling off cliffs. And I'm talking about, bro, not one stone going to be left upon another. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come, yeah, Jesus came that we might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So if you get with Jesus, instead of your life being destroyed, he going to build you up and bless you up. Even while the whole world trembling and falling, you will still be standing, and you'll be standing with a heart like this. I know that my Redeemer lives. Your heart will be saying that. I know that my Redeemer lives. And at the end, he shall stand. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, John chapter 12, verse 19. Who else know? Who else know? John chapter 12. Who is they? Verse 19. It says, the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive you how you prevail nothing? Behold, the world is going after him. So, yeah, the religions know. Mm-hmm. Police know, the soldiers know, the wind, the waves know, the waters know, you know what I'm saying? Religions, they know, demons know, people know that Jesus is the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Man, we got to take a break. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. It's good like that. I don't want to take no break, man. We'll be right back, though. Appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, today's topic, they know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Who are they? Man, you ain't been listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Blessed by the hand of Jesus Christ.
And as I bear my soul to the world, you understand what it means to carry your cross and see Christ with no loss. Catch a glimpse of my living, how I'm talking in everything, the vision I live in. So come and kick it, revolution, the renegade, and generation revelation. And what they talking about, politics is sending prayer, and I'ma sing it loud, never been nobody stabbed. The double time or the regular rapping is now. My only concern is watching tables turn on the Satan, and increasing the levels of love waiting. And through the pits and the perils of what they call life, I'm dying easily, baby, it ain't no wrong or right. It's just as long as I'm breathing, I do it for the reason. Select a demon and execute him in any season. And this is what you call flame, the rap game. Incinerator speak, I say no hot man. And it's the right thing for me. We give the life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We give the life through the Christ and it's priceless. Hey, and it's the right thing for me. We giving life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We giving life through the Christ and it's priceless. Mr. Revolution, press the issue. I'm making sure that we press on the gospel voice, pen, pad, and pencil. Last day's record's now official. I'm making sure we glorify the Lord of servitude. It's essential, light burden, never heavy mental. See, we get it together. None perishes, Christ with us, so who against us? Beat the enemy senseless. Rap music, repentance, evil soul, defense. The spirit religious, Jesus still blessing us daily. In this time where they sodomize innocent babies or demand slavery, rewind time, what you find is crazy. Like the Nephilim, sin is the common factor, death of men. But on arrival of Christ, he gave us life again. But some choose to refuse and let the lesson in. And some sit up in the church with a proud look. And some scientists know that they really lie. And real recognize real hell is deep fried. And I ain't in the preaching fear, man, get it right. Revolution now alive, I was born to ride. The Christ, for I died in eternal life. And it's the right thing for me. We give the life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We give the life through the Christ and it's priceless. Hey, and it's the right thing for me. We give the life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We give the life through the Christ and it's priceless. I've been touched by the hand of God, or should I say Jesus? I know that some of y'all hating that, but what's the reason? I'm scared to say his name, I'd rather say plain. That's why I'm untouchable with this rap thing. And if you need a prayer, we take it right there. And teach Christ, make a dream out of nightmare. And we fight fair. And that's why the victory is validated anywhere. In the end, who really gon' care? Build a bird, say word. Nay, it's wicked, let us pray, it's in the air. And on the verge of the world love, I ain't a politician. See, all I do is see Christ and stay on the mission. In the position of rapping, I keep it popping with status and still serving them doubters with much fire and power. You know the boy ready. Keep it drilling up, 100 in last days. Keep on drilling up, filling up. So never ask if it's drilling up. Bringing it down strong, the pressure is building up. Deliver the fire, we on the line. We rap Christ till life expire. We on it together forever, forever. And that's real till we meet up somewhere in the weather. And then the music never tripping if they say it better. I put it in stone until the day I'm gone, kicking that raw flow. But you know what I was born for. And it's the right thing for me. We give the life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We give the life through the Christ and it's priceless. Hey, and it's the right thing for me. We give the life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We give the life through the Christ and it's priceless. Hey.
Chapter 2. I just picked up the pen and started to write. I got to keep living and let my light shine real bright. I stepped out just walking by faith. Guess I got to keep going like that until the end of my race. My Father is with me every step of the way. So why worry or panic when all I got to do is pray? Help me, Jesus, cause it gets rough sometimes. Right now, I'm making this pen scream through these lines. I appreciate the hope you give us in a hopeless situation, because you can pick up the remote and change the station. change our life just like changing the TV. You are so good and wonderful, G-O-D. You are the one who has brought me this far. Just keep me preserved like substance in a jar.
Tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in here. Today's topic, they know that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And if you want to know who they are, I'll tell you some more. I'll tell you one more. We're going to identify one more one more group of people that know. I don't want to spoil alert, so I'm going to keep you listening. But, yeah, let's go. Mark chapter number 12. Mark chapter 12. I only have 8 minutes left live, so I might eat all of them up in Mark chapter 12. I don't know. But the bonus chapter that I will give you, I will go ahead and give you this, and you can read it. We will get into some of it, so we will go over a little bit today. But you, if you got to go, I understand, we will have you. But make sure you get it in, though, before Monday, all right, this Saturday. You can get this in before Monday, but it's going to be Acts chapter 4. That's going to be the bonus or the homework or what have you. It's either way, it's a bonus for you. Calling all believers, Acts chapter 4. You know what I'm talking about? Right now, we're going to Mark chapter 12. It is maybe the last that we record live right here today on this broadcast. All right? Mark chapter 12. Let's at least get this in. Starting at verse 1. Mark chapter 12, verse 1. We're reading verses 1 through 11. It says, "And he began to speak unto them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard." Listen. A certain man planted a vineyard. He the one that planted it. He the one that started. He's the beginning and the end. All right. "A certain man planted a vineyard and set a hedge about it and digged a place for the wine fat, and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far city." So he built it, and he taken care of it, got everything you need right there, right? And he let it out or rent it, whatever we'll say these days. That's what we do, rent it out. He let it out or rent it out to husbandmen and went into a far country, all right? Verse 2, "And at the season he sent to the husbandmen that he rented it out to," right? Let them be in charge of it. "He sent to the husband a servant of his," right? One of his servants, "that he might receive from the husbandman of the fruit of the vine," of the fruit of the vineyard. It's his vineyard. It's his servant that he sent it. And he just let it out to them. And verse 3, Mark chapter 12 says, "They caught him and beat him," God, boy, "and sent him away empty." Let's keep reading. "And again, he sent unto them another servant, and at him they cast stones and wounded him." Now, this is how they're treating God's servant. Now, you should see yourself in this. Either you the one throwing the stones or you the one getting the stones thrown at you. Which one? You a servant of the Lord? All right, let's keep reading. "And again, he sent unto them another servant, and at him they cast stones and wounded him in the head." Now, hit the man in the head and everything. "And sent him away, shamefully handled." Yeah, I see the prophets right there. You know what I'm saying? Hit the prophet in the head and send him away shamefully. Right? Wow. They don't want to hear his word. Right? Look, verse 5, Mark chapter 12. "And again, he sent another, and him they killed." Golly. "And many others, beating some, killing some." But these husbandmen, what's wrong with them? Verse 6 says, "Having yet therefore one son." Uh-oh. You got one son left. They sent servants. They sent prophets. You know what I'm saying? Now you got one son left. Okay. It's his vineyard now. So, let's go. Verse 6, Mark chapter 12. "Having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved son at that. One and only son. His only begotten son. He sent him also last unto them, saying, they will reverence my son. I know they're going to respect him. Verse 7, look at this. But the husbandmen said among themselves, look at who else know. The husbandmen said among themselves, this is the heir. So they knew he was Jesus. They knew that was the son. Yeah, who else know? The rulers, the government, the officials. Yeah, them governing officials, yeah, they know. Yeah, the rulers, the husbandmen, God the one put them in the high place. Well, he put them there. Remember, he the one. This is earth, this vineyard. He put them there. So, verse 7, but those husbandmen said among themselves. They said it among themselves in their little secret meetings. They ain't even saying it to the public. But God hears in secret and sees in secret. So look at what they said. This is the heir. This is the son. They know that Jesus is the Lord. This is the son. This is what they saying. This is the son. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. They think if they destroy Jesus, the Savior, they're going to get the inheritance. What? Jesus is the resurrection. They think if they destroy the earth and people, that they're going to get the inheritance. Yeah, right. They forgetting about God. Verse 8 says, and they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard. Look, they knew who he was. They said, this is the heir, and they still decided to take him, kill him, cast him out of the vineyard. Okay, now look at verse 9. This is where you come in at. This is where I come in at, right here. These modern-day believers. Here we go. And they, verse 9 says, what shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? It's his spirit in you. What are you going to do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen. And will give the vineyard unto others. He's going to destroy the husbandmen that he let out his vineyard to. Right? We're overturning all their doctrines and bullcrap, traditions, religion, all their unbelief, all their disobedience, all their wickedness. We destroying all that. Yeah, God doing that through us. Verse 10 says, it says he's going to destroy the husbandmen and will give the vineyard unto others. Verse 10, and have you not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected, yeah, their philosophies, their world system, the builders, masons build with stones too. So he talking about the stone builders right here. Yeah, the blueprint folks. The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner. Yeah, I'm the head of the corner, cuz. Y'all rejected the stone, but he the head. You think he was hard because you was on the corner? He the head of the corner. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Now, we're about to cut off live on the broadcast. We're cutting off on the live broadcast in about a minute. You're welcome to call in, or you're welcome to go back into the archive and listen to it in whole, or you can go ahead and, read Acts chapter 4 for yourself, because that's what we're about to get into. Yeah, they know that Jesus is the Lord. Who know? Who else know? The rulers and the government officials, they know. We just found that out. The husbandmen, that's who that is. Yeah, the governing authority. That's why God can talk about them in his word. Yeah, he talk about them in his New Testament too. The governing authorities. Submit to them because they were here to punish the wicked and to praise the right ones, the righteous, right? But it's the opposite way around, so we got a problem. You know what I'm talking about? So let's go to Acts chapter 4, man, so and get y'all up out of here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Acts chapter 4. It's real good. I'm not going to try to get the whole thing in, but however God leads it. But like I said, you already know what you got to do. That's Acts chapter 4. All right? Everyone knows Jesus is the Lord. All right? Everyone knows that Jesus is the Lord. Acts chapter 4. Verse 1 says, and as they spoke unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. So these are the people. This is the priests. Look who it is now. It's the priests and it's the captain of the temple. So that's the Pope them, ain't it? Okay. Anyway, and the Sadducees. Yeah, we're getting all the Holy Spirit going against everything that
exalts itself against us knowing God. Verse 2, Acts chapter 4, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead, and they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, and it was now eventide, so they arrested them for preaching Jesus, right? Preaching through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Verse 4, Acts chapter 4. Verse 4 says, howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, many of them which heard the word believed it. And the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, so that's the priests, the captain of the temple, the Sadducees, the rulers, elders, scribes, and Annas, the high priest, look at all these folk, right? And Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest. So all the high priest kinfolk, they gathered together at Jerusalem. Verse 7 says, and when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Now, this is where all them philosophies and opinions and all that come from. But look at all them trying to go against Jesus. Look at how much effort there is these days to get people not to believe the truth. Jesus is the truth. The way. Jesus is the way. The life. Jesus is the life. All them people right there. Verse 8 says, then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. That's why you don't have to worry about nothing, and you can continue to be bold for the Lord, because you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, just like Peter. Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people, talking to the rulers of the people, told you they know, and elders of Israel, talking to the rulers of the people and the elders of Israel, so that's the Jews and the Greeks, the Jews and the Gentiles then, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, the paralyzed man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you. Oh, I don't have no power. I ain't do it. But let it be known unto y'all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, talking to the Gentiles and to the Jews, talking to all the people and all the people of Israel, I want you to see this, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. So it don't matter what you did, it matters what God did. You killed them, but God raised them. So our faith don't stop at you killing Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Our faith continues till God raised him from the dead. Even by him does this man stand here before you whole, and he going to do these miracles through us. Yeah, you know why he going to do it? Because we believe him. Yeah, he be testing and don't show nothing, and we still be believing him. That's why he going to do it. You start glorifying God and exalting God, I'm telling you. Verse 11, Acts chapter 4. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders. Told you. This is the stone that you builders rejected. Are you trying to build something with stone? Masons? Architects? Yeah. Y'all tied up in that Illuminati bull crap. That's Satan worship. So that's why we talking about you two. Everything that exalts itself against humans knowing God, we casting you down. This is the stone which was set at naught, or set at nothing of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. He letting you know again, he the head of the corner, cuz. There it is again. Yeah, Acts chapter 4 this time. Verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other. You ain't getting salvation from no religion. You ain't getting salvation from no opinion. You're not getting salvation from no philosophy, no tradition. Neither is there salvation in any other. But there is none other name under heaven covers the whole earth. There is no other name under heaven covers the whole earth. And then in the age to come, that covers all time. There is no other name under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. Jesus. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned, they didn't go to no seminary school. What's it called? Seminary school? Yeah, no life up in that thing. But they didn't go. They unlearned. And ignorant men, they marveled. Yeah, they say that's a marvelous thing. They ain't even go to school. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Keep doing what you're doing. They see that you've been with Jesus. Because ain't nothing happening on this earth like except for what Jesus is doing, except if you be with Jesus. It's happening through you. So keep letting him do what he do. Verse 14 says, and behold, in the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it because, you know, they got proof, you know, somebody got healed. You know what I'm saying? You had to read where I think at what the third chapter to get that. All right? But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves. I want you to go out, and they're going to talk amongst themselves. But God in every circle. He in everyone. Even the one they tried to leave him out, because God everywhere. All right? Verse 16 says, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them. It's manifest. A notable miracle has been done. Manifestation. God did this from heaven into the earth. That's manifestation. So it's been manifest to them all, to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. We can't say nothing against it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them. Don't worry about their threats. Even God told that to Jeremiah. He's telling that to you too. Don't worry about their threats, man. That they speak henceforth to no man in his name. So if they can get you scared enough not to say nothing, not to preach in Jesus' name, then they got you, right? That's Satan. But don't be threatened. Okay? Yeah, receive this boldness. Verse 18 says, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. That's a problem. They called them and they commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. Now, they knew that Jesus was here. They seen him. They heard about him. They knew it. They seen what he was doing. They heard about him. He did nothing but good, raising the dead, opening blind eyes, healing sick people, and providing wine when they want to get drunk. Oh, I'm sorry. But, yeah, I'm just saying. He did all that. And they still talking about, you know, it just don't make no sense for somebody to do all that and you still hate him now. Don't speak in his name. Why? He ain't do nothing but good. But God, really? Verse 19. Acts chapter 4 says, but Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right. See, you got to be bold. Look at that. That's what the Holy Ghost do. You feel what the Holy Spirit right there? Hey, now he's speaking again. Peter and John answered, and Peter and John followed Jesus and said unto them, yeah, they ain't no Christians either, because Christians would have been quiet and did what them folk told them to do. Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God. Yeah, Peter and John followed Jesus Christ. The followers of Jesus, yeah, we get power. So whether it be right in the sight of God to hear or to hearken unto you more than unto God, you be the judge of that. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard, and that's what I'm going to keep saying. Everything that God done did for me, I'm going to keep testifying. You do the same thing. Verse 21 says, so when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. Because of who? Because of the people. Because the people was glorifying God. And they know if y'all punish them, they helping us out. You see what I'm saying? For all men glorify God for that which was done. So all we need is the people on our side, right? We got God on our side. Now I got to get the people. Because the people done been mesmerized, bamboozled, and deceived by Satan. Father, send us the people. You draw the people through us. Let them all glorify you for what you are doing through us. Verse 22 says, for the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. And I'm going to pause. I'm going to pause and let you go. And please continue reading, because that, I just respect your time. That's the only reason I'm cutting off. I respect your time, and God said that's enough. But you need these, however, you need these next verses, verses 23 through 37. You get them on your own, though, because it's some more power up for you in there. If you obey and get them, you see what I'm saying? When hip-hop meets Christ, y'all know I got to go. You know what I mean? I don't want to leave, but I got to go. Like I said, I respect your time. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. When hip-hop meets Christ, appreciate you tuning in. They know.
that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Who are they? Hit the replay. You'll find out.
We're here for Jesus Christ. Appreciate you listening.
Let me let you in on what I'm thinking. Smashing for the kingdom. King Kong damage to your old way of thinking. Thirsty, so I'm drinking. Not how y'all thinking. Spirit realm linking, bring it back from the deep end. Stretch it past my limits, but I got... Let me let you in on what I'm thinking. Smashing for the kingdom. King Kong damage to your old way of thinking. Thirsty, so I'm drinking. Not how y'all thinking. Spirit realm linking, bring it back from the deep end. Stretch it past my limits, but I gotta keep preaching. Anointed in this lane, gotta keep teaching. But not how y'all thinking. The Holy Spirit leading. For years they been feasting off lies y'all been feeding. They still yelling gangster, but how do they mean it? Would they throw their life away because they caught a fool scheming? Just what I be thinking. I do not believe them. They got too much safe to be popping off squeezing. And this is not a distance to get listeners thinking. And quit falling victim to the beat because it's beaten. Intrigued by they beefing, following tweeting. Loused in that world and confused on what you seeking. They costumed up like Halloween is every evening. It's really no secret. They rolling with demons, putting God in their rhymes while they fraudulent speaking. Really, what's the reason? What are they thinking? Keep the pen moving, machine-like motion, that's the way we do it. This suggests itself just some seeds for your daily. It's not about me, man, it's to help get you ready. Keep you on your toes, cause the weight can get heavy. This is ammo for the war, just keep your aim steady. No hook or no singing, it don't really need it. Just crazy candy bars, but no tricks while I'm treating. Slaps for your trunk, got your spaceship beaten. Wake up, it's time to quit sleeping. We are in that deep end. Walking on water, following Jesus. Getting my keeper on locked in, there's no sinking. Everybody wanna deal with so-and-so records. Signing life away for a map of false treasure. It's sad when you see it, the star they wanna be. Sneaking, cutting corners, but don't wanna call it cheating. I call it how I see it, you don't have to receive it. But you in it for the wrong reasons, you're not seasoned. I gave it all up, God directs me, am I going? Took myself out to perpetuate the flow. And not insinuate knowing, cause I don't know nothing. Except that God is all knowing. And y'all fronting, quit stunting, let him do it in his time. This the death of self, I paint the picture, his design.
Turn up, turn up, turn up, that's what they say in the world. But I just find it funny, they can't turn up on my Lord. I'ma keep it crump for Jesus Christ and that won't change. Every time you see me, man, you know I praise his name. I keep it jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus. Now we rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus.
I'ma keep it going for Jesus Christ, man. Cause he's the one who came and saved my life, man. When it comes to him, I'm jumping out the gym. I sing my praises how they play above the rim. So for Jesus Christ, I'm turned up. Satan tried to steal his praise, but we gon' show him.
Hey.
I told you from the start I would change the game.
Hey.
And till this day that still ain't changed.
Hey.
And all I wanna do is praise my God.
Hey.
So I'm coming for the Lord like I'm LeBron James. Ain't no way in heaven I'ma let this world out praise
him.
Cause they be rocking for Satan, but I party for D.O.D.
Yeah.
I'm jumping for the Lord like a certified rock star. Cause Jesus is the rock and I ain't talking Dwayne Johnson.
Turn up, turn up, turn up, that's what they say in the world. But I just find it funny, they can't turn up on my Lord. I'ma keep it crump for Jesus Christ and that won't change. Every time you see me, man, you know I praise his name. I keep it jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus. Now we rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus.
Yes, sir. That classic official. But it's all about
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
No doubt there's a God who sent
Jesus, Jesus,
hey.
Jesus.
I'm getting amped just thinking about him. Father, Abba, the God of Abraham, Isaac.
Isaac and Jacob, you're outside of. All you made, you stay with the clay and you're out potter. We can't say why'd you make us this way, you're out sovereign. Ran and you reign over kings, you're the king of the kings. You rock hearts and spark singers the theme. Our hearts lean in the wrong direction, took the cross beam to redeem. Plus you got a strong election,
no best but oh yeah.
You give strong protection,
no stress, you don't sweat.
You're so calm, you're sitting
on a throne in your throne room.
There's strong reception
for the prayers of your people.
Now that's a strong connection, you hear me now. Since the sun's palms were stressed in, we take 150 of Psalm's suggestions.
Praise,
you got a love for your son that's unequal. Your government is one, you don't run in this unsequel.
You put a son for the center,
We give honor to the one who sent.
You put a son for the center,
Give honor to the one who sent.
Jesus, the son sent one, the word Logos. Got a few names and then some you heard. Agua, I'm not sure if you have, so I gotta. But him and his ways on center stage, I'm like, ta-da.
I try to tell the people on the block they don't know you. They think your hair's blonde and your two eyes are so blue.
No two people are the same, this is so true.
But those two people get your reign, this is so you.
Cause this is great,
and I found that your grace is special. But it's common like a Chi-Town rapper. You got holes in your hands, same hands with them holes in them. Got a hold of control on this land. Man, you got the mold in his hands.
Hands mold human soul.
Plus the body, the soul goes in the plan. What's the take on flesh and lifts and left? Dies and rise to save men and women, then step.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We give honor to the one you sent. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Give honor to the one you sent.
Yeah. Let's go. Hey, I started. That engine get to yarkin' like a race car. Dark but every part of him be sparkling like a quasar. Sliding with my savior. Rider like I'm JR. Got a laser. Cider on the slider of the AR. Work hard and I play hard and I safeguard my paper. Got a 10 of jack, a queen, a king, and I'm waiting for my ace card. You deserve the praise, Lord. Brought me out the graveyard, so I take part in communion. Something you came about the tomb is nothing. Your rule is just, I'm through discussing the issue or nothing. Please don't remove your covering. I'm praying for my foolish brethren. We will never water down the truth. We make the earth adjust. My squad is in the turf and trust. We mobbing till they murder us.
I'm sliding through my city with a cross upon my back.
And my boss ain't taking losses, so take caution and fall back.
I'm sliding through my city with a truth I know can save.
He threw open the cage, we the proof Jehovah saves. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been.
Forgive
77 Cuddy, leather gutty with the serpent eyes. It's mighty hot up in there, buddy, when it chirp it flies. Mob logo on the hood with the purple sides. We cut the top, doc, it's been circumcised. We surf the skies, something like a fighter jet. Whole fam, every strand's connected like a spider's net. Beef with us is jet skis, get your riders wet. Protected by the hand of God, at best you're just a minor threat. I give no energy to the demons in my inner me. His blood's at sinners free, we train to love our enemies. Yeah, so to the hatred I pay no regard. Persecuted, don't confuse it, I'm a soldier scarred. But I gave my soul to God, he stamped me like a postal card. Warrior, I'll never leave my post, I'm like the coastal guard. Put away them childish things, couldn't box with God within your wildest dreams. For him I'll go a round like Saturn's outer ring. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been.
I'm sliding through my city with a cross upon my back.
And my boss ain't taking losses, so take caution and fall back.
I'm sliding through my city with a truth I know can save.
He threw open the cage, we the proof Jehovah saves. I'm in that lanky looking spanky on them true race. Schizophrenic ain't he? The pain be going two ways. Roof raised, engine hot as souffle.
probably in my new J's. Yahweh, so I do praise apostles where it's hostile. I'm chopping with that gospel like it's 2K's. We be on Beelzebub's head, really, 2 pace. New age disciple and we riding, no school days. Go to war, got Michael on my side, no buble. God gave me the word to go. What would I be worried for? I hop out that convertible and convert a soul at the murder show. We be on discipleship. We don't just invite the sick. I go hard like a psycho bitch that I just bought from Michael Vick. Hey, bro, if you ain't in it to win it, then what you play for? Don't they know? My sins have been paid for the A.O. Alpha Omega, no way I'm ever quitting. My debt was smitten, all my steps forgiven. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been forgiven.
Yo, this one is going throughout the land for everybody who feel like life done dealt you a bad hand. This one here is for all you mamas who got mad drama and all you brothers who occupation is a struggler. For all you young heads who trying to get ahead, don't give up. Hold on. God can.
Track the bomb city, mad heads like Quizzy.
BBJ Hell.
That fat cat from Bum City, I'm a Don too. Not like the rest, I suggest to analyze my source of success.
Yo, we too blessed to be stressed, dog.
Recognize I'm pro-Christ, I'm pro-Christ.
Yo, recognize
my dome is full of wise things. Careers are over, Jehovah make me shine like the glass in my rings. The Lord brings things full of bliss.
One father, one son, one spirit.
But many anointed lyrics flow from the heart like a stream. It's a beautiful thing to represent Christ the King.
Nah, I mean,
at night I sing hymns and spiritual rhythms. Same ones use the hum when I walk in them. Now I'm playing them. Yo, whipping the butter in love with Shawty Day. The one for BBJ wins souls like A-Day. What the what? To win souls you must first get up off your butt. Want something, gotta hunt. Nothing easy in life, but all things you can do through faith in Christ. Yo. I'm at a pinnacle, looking at a world, mad critical, situation ill on the rails, pitiful, everything digital, no conscience, no feeling, no reconciliation, no healing, feeling kinda mad cold, wickedness, some places jokers can't go, cause of this I'm just another chocolate child, trying to get down from a crown, not like the rest, motivation, money, sex, and sex, what a combo, rather have self-respect, when the crowd goes, that's that, no compromise, price of nothing, the same whether you say it in English or Russian, no fiend, don't play that, the cross you gotta bear, I can't weigh that, if it ain't the word of God, don't say that, if you mad, blame God, where the weight at? What you read, you sow, and what you don't, you won't. What you know, and what you don't, you blow. Think the flow, you need be. The motivator, the innovator, is who I be. The visionary, holy revolutionary with the prophecy. Holy hip-hop, apostle, the prophet MC. Next to me, demon MCs don't start. I bring the holy ruckus, one award, don't start. From the heart, I express and expand the text. This is the hour, and I've got the power.
Give me
godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We going all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
Turn up, turn up, turn up, that's what they say in the world. But I just find it funny they can't turn up for my Lord. I'ma keep it crumb for Jesus Christ and that won't change. Every time you see me, man, you know I praise his name. I keep it jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus. Now we rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus.
I'ma keep the cross for Jesus Christ, man. Cause he's the one who came and saved my life, man. When it comes to him, I'm jumping out the gym. I sing my phrases how they play above the rim. So for Jesus Christ, I'm turned up. Satan tried to steal his praise, but we gon' show him.
Hey.
I told you from the start I would change the game.
Hey.
And till this day that still ain't changed.
Hey.
And all I wanna do is praise my God's
hey.
Name. So I'm coming for the Lord like I'm LeBron James. Ain't no way in heaven I'ma let this world out praise
him.
Cause they be rocking for Satan, but I party for D.O.D.
Yeah.
I'm jumping for the Lord like a certified rock star. Cause Jesus is the rock and I ain't talking Dwayne Johnson.
Turn up, turn up, turn up, that's what they say in the world. But I just find it funny they can't turn up for my Lord. I'ma keep it crumb for Jesus Christ and that won't change. Every time you see me, man, you know I praise his name. I keep it jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus. Now we rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus.
I am. Again, I've been born. Christ planted the seed of faith on good ground. Not a must of thorns.
No thorns.
I've been touched by the passion that touched, redeemed me and stamped me.
Yeah.
With the seal of the spirit, confirming, yearning, and amp me. So now I'm jumping.
I'm rocking.
I'm bouncing.
And I'm vibing.
I'm off the chain in Jesus' name. Look how his name get it popping.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm turned up, jubilated, grounded, duty, fully persuaded.
Yeah.
This joy of peace I have is fruit from the tree of life. When I ate it, when I tried it, I got ignited. Aroused up and excited, that fruit was the boost I needed, and through Christ God supplied it. I feel the urge and I'm encouraged.
Hey.
Provoked, yep, and I'm driven.
Hey.
To allow your spirit, your heart, your faith, your sin, your living. Yeah.
Turn up, turn up, turn up. That's what they say in the world.
Hey.
But I just find it funny they can't turn up for my Lord. I'ma keep it calm for Jesus Christ and that won't change. Every time you see me, man, you know I praise his name. I keep it jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus. Now we rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus.
For Jesus Christ I turn up, all unrighteousness burn up. Breaking loose every chain, benefits in his name. Oh foolish Galatians, quit to hold back your praises. You can't be made perfect by pursuing the flesh. Let them tell it they bless, overwhelm and stress. Get that devil off your chest, open your mouth and confess. Lord Jesus, I need ya. Lord Jesus, I want ya. I can't do it without ya. Let's be vessels of praise. He's the Ancient of Days, everlasting, no chains. Submit to his holy power, stop resisting, looking sour. I gotta keep it jumping, I gotta keep it rocking. It's through my praise I break every yoke, it ain't gonna stop it.
Turn up, turn up, turn up, that's what they say in the world. But I just find it
it funny, they can't turn up for my Lord. I'ma keep it calm for Jesus Christ and that won't change. Every time you see me, man, you know I praise his name. I keep it jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus, jumping for Jesus. Now we rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus, rocking for Jesus.